Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, June 25th, 2009. If you were to go to our site today, you'd see a picture of a beautiful lighthouse photo I'm looking at that I took yesterday on the tip of Cape May called the Cape May Lighthouse. Well, our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net, and again today we want to share a message that we hope will encourage you in your walk with Christ. It's titled, A Pleasant Hope. It is based upon a text from 1 John 3, verses 2 and 3.
Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when He appears, we will be like Him, because we will see Him just as He is. And everyone who has this hope fixed on Him purifies himself just as He is pure.
When Brooksine and I got married in 1976, we lived near Pleasant Hope, a small town in southwestern Missouri, about 25 miles north of Springfield. In fact, our very first joint checking account was opened in a bank, at the Bank of Pleasant Hope. That was a neat thing to have on our checks. I don't know the basis of this name, but the names of many geographical locations have a religious significance, as they were settled by devout people of faith. In Lancaster County, we have a village named Mount Hope. Since devoted religious immigrants settled this area in the 18th century, it likely represents an expression of faith.
Hope is one of the greatest of God's blessings. Our relationship with God always involves faith, and active faith in Him always leads to hope. When our faith in God is weak, inactive, or non-existent, we have either no hope or a misplaced hope.
Today, we want to share about a pleasant hope that is the heritage of all true followers of Christ. We are included in the beloved that John begins this passage with, and we are now the children of God.
And as children of God, there's a lot about our future, both the immediate and distant, which is very unclear to us. I believe this in part is the sense of expression from our text. It has not appeared as yet what we will be. An old gospel hymn puts it this way, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
Well, the aged Apostle John writes with much certainty about the future. We know that when he appears. You see, his future appearance, although mocked and scorned by so many, is a fixed reality.
And at that time, we will be like him, and we will see him just as he is. Elsewhere, the scriptures refer to the return of Christ as the blessed hope, and it truly is.
But today, we are so blessed and challenged by the latter phrase in our hymn text, let quote again, and everyone has this hope fixed on him, purifies himself just as he is. This hope is not a mere wish, but an absolute certainty, and leads to an unshakable confidence concerning the future promise of God.
As a result of this, we, as God's children, will purify ourselves because our coming Lord is absolutely pure. A commentary notes, the Christian life is a process of becoming more and more like Christ. This process will not be complete until we see Christ face to face. But knowing that this is our ultimate destiny should motivate us to purify ourselves. To purify means to keep morally straight, free from the corruption of sin. God also purifies us, but there is action we must take to remain morally fit. This action, I believe, is staying true to the pure doctrine of Scripture, not just reading about it, but living it. We must be vigilant in keeping God's standards as our rule book, rather than the ever-changing standards of this world that reflects people's human nature, not the spiritual nature that has been redeemed and refined by the inerrant holy Word of God.
Genuine Christ-directed faith leads to a real hope, that leads to an amazing, unexplainable ability to rejoice whatever the circumstances. Well, I'm sure some of you are facing very trying circumstances as you listen to this message today. We encourage you to focus on the hope we have in Christ. We enjoy and end today with the thought-provoking saying, man's way leads to a hopeless end, but God's way leads to an endless hope. Amen.
Let's pray together. Father, we share the sentiment Paul expressed when he wrote, if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. Our hope is not limited to this earthly existence, but rather it flourishes and yields growing anticipation as we contemplate the blessed future event of our Lord's soon return. Being aware of our unworthiness and inclination to sin gives us all the more motivation to fix our hope on you. We want to set our affections on things above, not on things of this earth, for we are dead to the world, and our life is hidden with Christ through you, Father. Purify our thoughts, actions, and our conversation as we, with renewed determination, fix our hope on the everlasting one. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. We are still in New Jersey. We are in the along the shore this week. Our daughter is at a camp about 30 miles away from us. We'll pick her up tomorrow afternoon and head on home to Pennsylvania. But it's a joy to share with you. You may detect I still am having the lingering effects of a summer cold, and I'm almost through with it, I hope. And Brooksine sounded very good this morning, I noticed. We do point out, though, that we seem to notice, at least on our little laptop, that the quality of the audio is not very good. We prepare these messages. We're sitting in the hotel room here. Pardon us for that. We expect that'll be the case again tomorrow, but then we'll be back to our home studio, which really is nothing more than a home computer, but it seems like we get better sound on Monday morning. We are enjoying our time. We walked probably over 5 miles yesterday, mostly on boardwalk, some on sand. Plan to take off in a few minutes, and we'll also be spending some time in Ocean City along their boardwalk today, just enjoying some views we don't normally see. But we have been able to keep up our messages, and we are blessed by our readers and listeners. In case you haven't listened to the podcast, we do have a cute picture of today. Yesterday we had a message titled Lessons from a Coach, and alluded to racing. Actually, I was thinking of running in regard to racing, but one of our readers from Missouri sent me a picture of his race car, and on his race car he has a witness for the Lord. He seeks to be a witness in Scripture, verse Acts 20:24. Well, if you're curious, there's a link to that, and it is a cute way to try to get in a witness for Christ. We do have a picture of a lighthouse up today we took on the southern part of Jerusalem, very tipping back, called the Cape May Lighthouse, which prompted an old song called The Lighthouse, which we'll find a video later today, as well as a couple songs dealing with hope. Well, thank you again, and may God bless you and fill your hearts with hope today.